Now, before we get into your team specifically, I did mention that we have two very high-caliber teams playing out of this school right now. And I want to talk about the women for just a second because, you know, they went through a little bit of a hectic time there with Coach Jackie Kraft leaving in the summer, bringing in Allison Coleman. And it seems like the team has settled into a nice groove now, having won six straight. Your thoughts on Coach Coleman as she came in from the New England area to the Albany-Troy area, and how she seems to have acclimated herself now with the team and the school overall?
Sure. Well, Coach Coleman has been a wonderful addition to the Sage Athletic Department and community. And, you know, right from the start, she established herself. Obviously, she was a terrific player, and I wouldn't be caught dead playing her in a game of horse anytime soon. But Sage has really taken to her, and she's taken to Sage, and this year's group of Gators on the women's side is just playing terrific basketball right now, and it's most important.
Oh, come on. You play D1 ball at UAlbany. You wouldn't be caught dead playing horse against a four-time Division III All-American like Coach Coleman? Come on.
Four-time All-American. I don't think it's ever been done on any level, so we'll leave it right there, Bri.
All right. I think it could at least, you know, keep it close, keep it interesting. Why not give it a shot? I'm just saying.
Yeah, we might have to. With the snow falling today, we got a little extra time on our hands. We might have to get up there this afternoon.
There you go. Now, that's more like it. That's the confidence I like to hear. So let's get that to your team, though, really doing an excellent job right now. 17-4 overall. Just really, really playing like gangbusters right now. Having, you know, occasional nail biters, but still sitting 11-3, tied for first in the conference. Coming into this season, though, could you have even imagined the way this team has come out in its first 21 games and done what they've done so far?
To be honest, coming into the year, we thought we had the potential to have a very good group. We lost some key players to graduation last year, and we felt really good about our recruiting and the returners being poised for larger roles. So, I think this is a humble group and a hungry group, but we absolutely felt from the beginning of the season that we had a chance to make some memories this year.
And you bring in the, you know, you mentioned the group overall, and there's, you know, the three guys that obviously stand out as far as, you know, faces changing within the group would be the three junior transfers that came in and have made an immediate impact in being starters from day one. That's been Andre Robinson, Jordan McCray, and Travis Gill. Jordan and Andre making the decision to come from Florida for some ungodly reason and deal with this winter. And then we have Travis, the Brooklyn native. Talk about what those three guys have been bringing to the table and how they've kind of changed the dynamic of this team from last year to this year.
Well, I think last year was really the soft opening of our full court pressure defense. And if you've seen our team play, as you have, Brian, these three guys are very athletic. So immediately our athleticism was enhanced, and trying to play a defensive system and a style like we play, they fit in perfectly to what we want to do out there. So that's the first thing that you notice. And the second thing really is that they're all terrific kids and guys that are very coachable, and we can go up and down our roster and say that about each one of the guys, because this has really been a group where everyone has accepted, you know, their roles, whatever they may be for each particular guy.
This is Katie's Corner here on Sporty 1240, NBC Sports Radio. Also streaming live online at sporty1240.com. I'm Brian Katie, joined by Brian Barnes. Brian talking to Brian here. Sage Gators men's basketball head coach. And to focus in on a couple more players, the first one for me being Melvin Ford. I know somebody... I've kind of been on a little bit behind the scenes the last year and a half, but to see his role having at first looked like it completely changed, because last year he was looked at a little bit more to score the basketball. This year he took on more of kind of a Joakim Noah, Dennis Rodman type of appeal with focusing on defense and rebounding. But there have been a few games recently where all of a sudden he's like, hey, don't forget, I can put up 20 to 30 if I need to help this team win too. So it's been nice to see Melvin work that fine balance and when he's needed to step up his offensive game and fill in the void.
Yeah, Melvin's been terrific. And this is really a team where a number of guys can beat you. And he's someone who's settled into a role as a defender, as a rebounder, you know, for us. And he is capable of putting up some points. And he's got a lot of ability. We, you know, want him to be more consistent in terms of providing some, you know, some solid consistency with the scoring. But his defense and his rebounding have been fantastic, and he's really been, you know, catalyst to the pressure.
Now, to talk specifically also your three captains, I mean, because in the end, you know, everything with a team, at least in my opinion, it starts and ends with the captains and how they are a reflection of this basketball team, both on and off the court. And I got to say, you know, all in all, given how this season has been playing out so far, you know, Kai Deans, Jake Sopcak, and Troy Nwana, you know, they've done a pretty darn good job, if I may say so myself, of being representatives of the team, and particularly Kai with the way he's not afraid to you know, tell some guys, hey, you know, we got to shape up out there and not take things so lightly sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great group of captains, and the three of them each have different leadership styles, and I like that because they complement one another well. And you know, you say that the team will only care as much as its seniors will, and you can say that about any team. And this is a group of three seniors that have limited amount of basketball left in terms of this season, and the goal for the coaching staff and all the players in the program is to send them out with the championship.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned the three seniors, and you know, just overall, to see what these guys have done in, you know, Kai coming in and Troy and Jake and what they've gone through the program with, what impresses you the most from when they first came in the door to Sage to where they are now? What has impressed you the most with their growth, not just as basketball players, but also as young men as they get ready to graduate?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most rewarding, you know, aspect of this job, and that's why we get into coaching to see the growth of these three, and particularly, you know, Jake and Troy, who have been around for 4 years. Kai, we've just had only for a couple now, but to see them, you know, grow academically and make their way through their, you know, through their academic program and go out and take on some very important internships and really just put themselves in a position to be successful after college. And you know, the kind of leaders that they've become on campus, being involved with our student athlete advisory committee and you know, other important events on campus. It's been really, you know, really proud and humbling to watch their development.